Welcome to the deep dive. So, you're probably looking for the smartest way to understand video testimonials, yeah? It's 2025, and well, customer stories on video, they're absolute gold for building trust, influencing decisions, but figuring out which software to use.
That could take up so much time, a real headache.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we've done some of that legwork for you.
We have. We've dug into this article, Best 6 Video Testimonial Software for 2025. Came out just this January.
Right.
Think of it as, a shortcut. It's a curated list of tools designed to make collecting those really valuable endorsements, well, a lot simpler for your marketing.
Yeah, our mission here is pretty straightforward. Just pull out the most important bits from this article, right, for you. So by the end of this, you should have a really solid grasp of the top players in video testimonial software for this year, 2025, and hopefully a clearer picture of what might actually work for you.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's dive in. First one, Vidlo. What really stood out to you about their approach?
With Vidlo, it's striking how much they focus on branding and making it an engaging experience for the customer.
Right.
The article really puts it forward as a top choice because it gives you so much control over the look, the feel.
So customizing landing pages, how the final video looks, that kind of thing.
Exactly that. We're talking tailoring the whole journey, landing pages, video output.
That emphasis was really clear. You know, putting your logo on, brand colors,
Yeah.
sounds like it makes the whole thing feel really cohesive.
It does. And the article suggests it's not just aesthetics, right? It actually helps tie it into your wider marketing strategy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Consistency.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you think about it, consistent branding is just crucial. When the testimonial process reflects your existing marketing, it just, well, reinforces recognition, builds more trust.
Yeah.
Plus, they highlighted something pretty interesting, kind of forward thinking. The ability for customers to share their testimonial directly to TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that jumped out at me too. That's huge now, isn't it?
It really is.
Imagine happy customers just pushing their positive feedback straight onto TikTok, where so many people find new products and services. The organic reach. Wow.
Massive potential there. And the article breaks down Vidlo's process quite neatly.
How does it work then?
Well, first, you designed your custom branded campaign. Then, apparently, setting it all up is super easy, just sending out a link or a QR code.
Okay, simple enough for the customer.
Yeah, then they record their testimonial. You can even prompt them with specific questions. Then comes that TikTok integration we mentioned,
Right.
followed by your ability to take those videos and repurpose them everywhere else, other social media, website, emails.
Got it.
And finally, you get real-time analytics. See what's working.
Okay, sounds like a pretty complete package. What about the specific pros the article listed? Things that might really appeal to someone listening?
Well, easy setup in under 5 minutes. That's a big one.
Definitely time saver.
Yeah, for anyone juggling marketing tasks, that efficiency is key. And for customers, like we said, the QR code or link makes it really low friction. The full design customization also stands out, again, that consistent brand experience. Oh, and flexibility with audio.
Audio options.
Yeah, customers own audio, or you can add your own music, or even use tracks from Vidlo's library.
Interesting.
And of course, that TikTok integration is mentioned again as a major win. Plus, access to analytics, CRM data integration, a central dashboard, and apparently good customer support. Oh, and a free trial.
So lots of positives, especially if TikTok's important. What about the downsides? Any cons mentioned?
Yeah, a couple of things. The main one was that beyond TikTok, direct integrations with other platforms aren't really there right now.
Ah, okay. So it's quite TikTok centric for direct sharing.
Seems that way.
Okay.
Also, they noted a wall of love feature, for embedding testimonials on your site is still in development for Vidlo.
Right. Lots of other platforms have that already.
Exactly.
Okay, so summing up Vidlo. Sounds like the go-to if ease of use and strong branding are your main things, especially if TikTok is a big channel for you.
That captures it well.
The article really hammers home how simple it is for both sides setting up campaigns and customer sharing. Plus, flexible pricing helps.
Yeah, and the point about an engaging recording process is interesting too. Suggests it might encourage more people to actually do it, which is what you want.
True. Okay, so moving on from Vidlo, the article then talks about Boast.io. How did that one strike you in comparison?
Boast.io felt, well, more direct, maybe a bit more stripped down compared to Vidlo's focus on branding and engagement.
Yeah, I got that sense too. The article kept mentioning its straightforward setup and, importantly, useful data analytics.
Right, you need to know if it's working.
Exactly.
And the article does emphasize a clear setup process, easy instructions, templates available. Could be a time saver if you just want to get going.
Less fuss, maybe.
Potentially. And direct access to your data tracking submissions, seeing the feedback, that's definitely valuable. They also offer a free trial, which is good for testing it out.
Okay, sounds decent. But the article flagged some limitations too, didn't it? Areas where it might fall short.
Yes, definitely. The lack of customization was a big point. Specifically, no built-in video filters.
Ah, so less control over the final look.
Seems so. And no options for direct external sharing, like that TikTok feature in Vidlo that was absent here.
Okay. What about the wall of love?
That requires manual uploading, according to the article. So an extra step if you want to embed those testimonials on your site using Boast.io.
Hmm. Yeah, that manual step isn't ideal. What about the cost? They mentioned different tiers, I think.
They did. Basic, team, premium plans with monthly and annual costs laid out. Gives you a clear idea. There's also an enterprise option, but pricing wasn't listed, probably custom.
Right. So for Boast.io, reliable for just getting testimonials easily, and the data access is good, but...
But if visual branding is super important, or if you want that easy social sharing, especially TikTok, the limited customization and lack of integrations might be a deal breaker.
Got it. More functional, less flashy.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
Okay, next the article brings up Senja. What were your first thoughts there?
Senja immediately felt different because it's not just video. It handles text and image testimonials too.
Ah, multi-format. That's interesting.
Yeah, that seemed really useful. You know, capture feedback however the customer feels comfortable. And it mentioned easy sharing to places like Facebook, LinkedIn, WhatsApp.
That versatility is a definite plus. Collecting different types gives you a richer picture, doesn't it?
For sure.
And sharing across more platforms, not just TikTok, is obviously good for reach. The article also highlighted its affordable pricing.
Affordability is always appealing, but what are the trade-offs with Senja? Any potential downsides mentioned?
The main ones seem to be around analytics. Lack of a central dashboard was noted, which might make tracking performance a bit more fragmented.
So harder to see the big picture easily?
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
And similar to Boast.io, no built-in video filters for customizing the look.
Okay. So with Senja, you get flexibility in what you collect, and it's budget-friendly.
Right.
But tracking might take more effort, and if polished video is a must, the lack of filters is something to consider.
That sums it up nicely. Seems like a solid choice if flexibility and cost are top priorities over, say, deep analytics or heavy video editing.
Makes sense. Okay, now let's shift gears to Video Ask. This one sounded quite different again.
Yeah, Video Ask really comes across as being all about interaction, making it personal.
That's right. The idea of asking questions via video, that sounds really engaging.
Definitely a different way to gather feedback.
Yeah.
And you can build flows from scratch or use templates, so there's flexibility there. Okay. Plus, it does offer analytics on interaction rates, submissions.
So you can see how people are responding.
Exactly. That direct video engagement is its unique thing. Could build stronger connections, maybe get more detailed answers.
But the article pointed out some potential hurdles too, right? What were the main drawbacks?
Well, the setup process was described as potentially more complex than others. Multiple configuration screens might feel a bit overwhelming.
Okay, so a steeper learning curve possibly?
Maybe. And a key limitation. Customers apparently can't directly share or even download the videos they record.
Oh, really? That seems like a big miss. No easy way for them to share on their socials.
Doesn't sound like it, based on the article. And surprisingly, no built-in way to collect basic contact info like emails or phone numbers during the testimonial process.
Huh. That's quite restrictive. What about pricing? There is a free option.
Yes, a free start plan, but the article implies it's fairly limited. Then they have grow and brand plans with scaling costs.
Okay, so Video Ask sounds like it could be great if you really want that interactive, almost conversational journey and maybe have complex needs.
Right, if that deep engagement is the priority.
But the setup complexity and those sharing and beta collection limits, they feel like significant barriers for a lot of users.
Agreed. Seems geared towards those who value that unique interaction style and have the capacity for a more involved setup. Okay, next, testimonial.to. How did this one land?
Testimonial.to felt like the most no-frills option. Basic, straightforward.
Similar, effective.
Yeah. The article emphasized its simplicity for collecting both text and video. Minimum fuss. And it does have the wall of love feature.
Which is pretty standard, but useful for showcasing proof on your site.
Right. And the pricing was noted as competitive, especially for the basic features. There's a free starter plan, too.
So, accessible. If the goal is just straightforward collection without needing tons of features, sounds like a contender.
But that simplicity comes at a cost, I assume. What were the downsides?
The main trade-off mentioned was limited customization. No video filters, no pre-designed templates.
Okay, so what you see is what you get, basically.
Pretty much. And like a couple of the others, no direct sharing options for customers to push their videos out to their own networks.
Right. So testimonial.to, reliable, budget-friendly for just collecting testimonials. Good if simplicity trumps customization or sharing features.
Exactly. Gets the basic job done efficiently. Okay, last one on the list. Story prompt. What was the vibe here?
Story prompts seem to be aiming for a middle ground, trying to balance simplicity with being effective.
How so?
The article highlighted its easy setup and sharing process. It does have the wall of love, and they apparently have responsive chat support.
Okay, so user-friendly, gets testimonials onto your site, and help is available. That sounds appealing.
Definitely. The support aspect is always good peace of mind. But were there limitations noted for story prompt as well?
Yes, similar themes again. Limited features compared to some no video filters mentioned or particularly advanced analytics for deep dives into performance.
Right, and the sharing.
Also noted that customers can't directly share their videos externally from the platform.
Okay, so Story Prompt sounds like a solid user-friendly option, good for engagement, but maybe not the best fit if you need really detailed analytics or lots of video customization.
That seems fair. Prioritizes a smooth, simple experience over advanced campaign tools. Now, as the article kind of wrapped things up, did it lean towards one overall?
Well, it did conclude by suggesting Vidlo stands out as a top pick, mainly because of the customization, the engaging features, and just being user-friendly.
So a slight favorite there.
Yeah, but it immediately followed up by saying the absolute best software really depends on your specific business needs and goals.
Which is always the case, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's circled back to those key things we've been talking about. How much customization do you actually need? How vital is ease of use for your team and your customers? Is social integration like TikTok a must-have? How critical are detailed analytics? And, you know, budget.
That's the crucial takeaway, really. No single perfect answer. What works for a TikTok-heavy brand might be totally wrong for someone focused purely on website conversions.
Exactly. So for everyone listening, we really hope this deep dive has, you know, cleared the fog a bit on the video testimonial software landscape for 2025.
Yeah, we've looked at six options. Vidlo, Boast.io, Senja, VideoAsk, Testimonial.to, and StoryPrompt. Each with its own flavor.
Strengths and weaknesses.
Right. Which brings us to the point for you, the listener, to really think about, reflect on what we've discussed for each one.
Vidlo's branding and TikTok. Boast.io's simplicity and data. Senja's flexibility and price. VideoAsk's interaction. Testimonial.to's basic function. Story prompts ease.
Exactly. Which of those features really align with your marketing goals, your audience? And just as importantly, which limitations might be the biggest headaches for your workflow or technical comfort level?
Yeah, really mull that over. So with these insights into the leading tools for 2025, what new possibilities do you maybe see now for deepening those connections with your audience, building even more trust?
Hopefully this gives you a springboard.
Definitely. We encourage you to take this info, maybe check out some of those free trials we mentioned, and explore further. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.